This is In Focus, the weekly public affairs program from KTBB and the Team Sports Radio, featuring members of the local community working to make East Texas a better place.
And good morning, everybody. It is good to have you with us. Welcome to In Focus. I'm Roger Gray. Joining us this week, the lovely and charming Michelle Mills from the Better... that's true. It's absolutely true. From the Better Business Bureau. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good to have you with us.
Thank you. Good to be here.
I appreciate you doing it.
Of course. This
is, obviously, we are, as we tape this, and as it airs, just a few days away from Christmas.
Yeah.
A lot of people still out shopping, a lot of people shopping online, and it's kind of an iffy Christmas for some people. We just had a not great jobs report. A lot of people are going to be looking at higher medical bills, insurance bills next year. If they don't get that resolved.
Right.
So money is going to be tight.
Money is going to be tight, and you don't want to waste it. You want to make sure your money's going to the right places. So we really need to be extra, extra careful.
Being extra careful also means people are going to be probably very selective about their Christmas shopping.
Yes, and they should be.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, it should be any time, to be quite honest.
Right,
but,
right.
This year especially, because money's going to be a little tight. You want to be careful. People still want to spend on Christmas.
Yes, and you know, because money's tight and people may be a little more anxious than they normally are, one thing to keep in mind is that these scam artists like to play on your emotions. So knowing that you might be a little more fearful, you might be a little more emotional, you might be more likely to fall for a scam. Mm-hmm. So it's always a good idea to pause and, you know, like we always say, just you really need to do your research and just don't click just because it looks good.
Right.
You know, there's a lot of clickbait out there. It, you know, whether you're traveling or buying or whatever, just just be careful. Watch out for those deals that sound too good to be true. In fact, I had a friend call me this weekend, and they were looking for a rental car, and they found this great deal, $15 a day on a rental car, which
that's a great deal if it were real.
And I said, "There's no, that just does not exist." But what they had asked them to do is they asked them to put it on a prepaid gift card, so and pay that way. And so, fortunately, we caught them in time for them not to give the numbers on that gift card to the other party.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, but you know, you get really excited. Oh, I've got a great deal. I'm trying to save money. I'm gonna get it now while I can. And then it ends up not being, it doesn't even exist, or it's not what you expect.
Yeah. Well, we've been around the block a few times. Like to think we're reasonably savvy.
What are you trying to say?
Hello. me, of course. You look the same as I've always known. We like to think something like paying for a rental car and a gift card. Well, bing, bing, bing. The red flags go up. The alarms sound. No. Of course, nobody does that. But not everybody is really savvy about that kind of thing.
And even if you are, sometimes you want to believe it and you convince yourself that it's true. And, you know, because we're so emotional, right? And so when you step back, you're like, wait a minute, that doesn't make any sense, you know? And so it is a good idea to take a pause, to do your research, not purchase things impulsively ever.
This is the time of year, isn't it?
It is.
People are looking for easy prey.
They're looking for easy prey. We're looking for good deals, right? And we might
not
even
the best
be a
combination.
Little right. And we're in a rush. A lot of times, if you're still shopping with Christmas just to, you know, right around the corner, then you might be in a little bit of a rush, and you might be more likely to fall for something.
Mm-hmm. All right. So what do we look for? When I talked earlier about the rental car and all of that, there are people who are not as savvy about the internet.
Sure.
My wife is one of them. I can't tell you how many times she'll show me an email. All right, is this something I should worry about, or is this something I should respond to? They're fishing for info.
Yeah, there's a lot of that. A lot of text messages, especially right now, saying with delivery scams or with anything else, there's an issue with your account. There's an issue with your delivery. We don't have the right address. We we think we delivered to the wrong place, or just something to get you to, anything to get you to respond. And then once you do, they hook you, they try to build that trust with you, and then before you know it, they've got your credit card information or your social security number or something like that. And then they use it and they sell that information. In those situations, if you see something, first of all, don't respond to any of those things. Go to, type in the URL yourself. Go to Netflix. Yep. Go to your account. Go to your app and see if there was a communication made to you through those channels.
If you go to the top of your email to their address, return address, and just hover over it, if it says, you know, to Bill@cowboy.com. That's not Netflix.
Correct. Or it might even say Netflix@gmail.com. Yeah. You know, or there might be one letter wrong, or they might have an L instead of a capital I. How would you know? You know, and so it looks the same. Right. And so you really, really just don't respond at all to those things. And if you want to verify, go directly to those sources, because there is a lot of that going on right now. Another text message, another thing that they're trying to get a reaction from you. You might have received a lot of emails saying it comes to you, but you think they've sent it to the wrong person. Guess what? They haven't. They're trying to target you. They're trying to get you to respond to say, hey, I think you've got the wrong number. You know, because we're kind and we want to make sure that that message gets to the right person.
Right.
So we respond. Unfortunately, in this day and age, you can't do that. Just delete and report, block it, delete and report spam. That's what you have to do in these situations.
Because so even if you respond, they're getting what they want. It's their key to get inside.
Well, then they know it's a real person.
Yeah.
And they know that you're the type of person that might fall for something.
Okay.
And who knows what next. They might go, oh, thanks, you're such a kind person. And they start to build this little thing with you. Or like, you know, and you might find something in common with them. And then eventually, you know, they get what they want from you.
Email scams just proliferate, particularly this time of year.
They do. And a lot of us still do use email. And so you just need to be careful. Again, like you said, you can hover over the lots of things you can check. You can hover over the sender's address. You can look for, there's still scammer grammar, although it is less, with AI, emails are less likely to have scammer grammar because AI rarely makes grammatical mistakes. I won't say never, but if somebody, all somebody has to do now is just use proper English in this email and it'll clean it up for you. So the best thing to do is if you have the app, has the Temu app or whatever app, go directly, communicate to them with them directly through the app because you already have an account with them rather than responding to an email or a text message.
Okay. Yep. Let's talk about the packages you do order.
Yes.
And a wonderful term designed a few years ago called porch pirates.
Yes.
The people who, and thank goodness we all have, we don't all, but a lot of people have the doorbell cameras now. And you can see these people. I mean, they just bold as brass.
They don't care.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're like, I see you. They look at directly at the camera, and they're like, I know you see me, and they don't. Yeah. They just don't anyway. It's unbelievable. The best, and they're out now. They're following these delivery trucks, picking things up as they drop. They're being dropped off. So, you know, because they know.
So is that what they do? They see a UPS truck or you know, FedEx and follow it, or even a post office. Yeah,
and they do that, and sometimes if. You know, sometimes they don't even need to do that because we're all getting deliveries now during the holidays.
Yeah,
there's a very good chance there's something on your porch, and so the best way to do that is not have things delivered to your porch. You know, or be home, or ask for a signature upon delivery, or have a really nice neighbor. You know, and have everything. You can have things delivered there
to your office
if you have a nice boss, and they'll let you do that. Have it delivered to your office, or do pick up at the store. You know, if you're ordering something from online and they have a local store, arrange a pickup at the store. You can do that as well.
And for example, my daughter lives in Washington State now, and we sent her a package recently. She lives in an apartment.
Okay.
And we sent her a package. My wife sent her some clothes. And I said, do they drop the packages at the office? And she said, no, it's usually at the door. And I said, wow, that seems really dangerous in an apartment complex to me.
It does. But a lot of apartment complexes do that. Yeah. You know, they may not have as many people manned at the office anymore.
Right.
Have it delivered to your work if you can, you know.
So.
Or have a secure, or have a box where it's locked. And, you know, if you have a P.O. box or something like that, they're not very expensive. You know, have them delivered there if you can.
That's a good idea. Yeah. That's a good idea. I'd end up paying for a P.O. box anyway, so
yeah,
that's probably what that would be.
Yeah.
But it's a good idea. Mm-hmm. That's a good idea. So they're out, and we're ordering, and you need to think about these things. We don't. We're excited. It's the holidays. You got that perfect gift for your aunt or whatever.
Yeah.
And
it's convenient.
You're not thinking.
No. No, we're all running on emotion right now, right? And so we need to take a step back and I guess consider how we do things. We have to do things a little differently. We have to adapt.
Yeah. So, if you can avoid having it delivered to your house, particularly when no one's there, unless somebody's at home,
right?
Don't. Maybe have a neighbor pick it up, as you say. Pick it up at the store if it's a national store, your office, a post office box, some alternative.
Correct. Yeah. Don't have them delivered straight to your door.
Okay.
Yeah.
We've seen some lovely acts of revenge from people with porch pirates.
I love watching those videos, although some of them are pretty powerful, like they've busted the windows of their vehicles and things like that. So that's concerning. You don't want to hurt anybody, but...
No.
I'm
saying they've delivered, you know, human waste in a box.
Yeah.
You know, that sort of thing. You know,
there's actually a company that does that. I was talking to somebody the
really?
Other day. Not human, but animal waste. You can get that. Recommending that to anybody.
Somebody opens it up and there's a cow pie in there?
Is yep, pretty much. Or an elephant one. Yeah.
Ooh. Even better. Even
it's
better.
So funny.
Even better and stinkier. So there you are. So we need to be careful online, obviously.
Sure.
Is there anything else we're not thinking about in terms of online?
Yeah, you know, we say that people that aren't tech savvy are the ones that fall prey.
Mm-hmm.
It's not true. It's actually younger people that are more likely to fall prey to a scam because they're online more. However, for those of us who have, or maybe a little more seasoned, might have a little bit more
That's a good way
savings.
To put it, by the way.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Wiser. for more is taken because there's more to take in most cases,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So, but the number of times it happens more often to younger people.
Huh. I would not have guessed that.
Lack of experience, and they're online more. So accessibility, I guess. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
interesting.
It is.
And I've been told, I talked to our tech guy here, our internet guy, about this. He never checks his bank balance on his telephone.
Mm-hmm.
He says it's more vulnerable for whatever reason. Mm-hmm. And that, you know, they see you're going to your bank and that sort of thing. There are things to be careful about. So
yeah, you never want to do it on Wi-Fi unless it's your own and you've got a good password on it, right? You also want to use a VPN. There are different apps you can go that you can. Now I'm not a tech person, but we use it, and it's an extra layer of protection when you are online, and so it encrypts everything, from what I understand. And so you can add that as an additional layer of protection, and then you always want to do all the updates on your phone, on all of your devices, because in those updates are additional layers of protection or updates to the current software that's used on your phone.
Now,
so.
As much as I've worked online, I always tend to put off the updates. Yeah, remind me later, that sort of thing. You're saying go ahead and do it.
Do them as soon as you can because they found something. It could just be a glitch. May not be something to do with the security, but sometimes it is.
Mm-hmm.
And so you want to make sure you have the most up-to-date software on your devices at all times.
Okay. Tell me about this charity scam. I was going through some of the info you brought.
Yeah.
And it said... one version is you review your credit card statement and notice charitable donations that you don't remember making.
Mm-hmm.
What is that all about? Are they testing you?
No, you know, there used to be, what did we used to call it? Sorry, it's not skimming. Oh, I can't remember the term. It's been a while. There might be little bitty charges that they hope you won't notice. And so maybe this time of year too, you might see a charitable donation and go, okay, well, like a lot of people make a lot of donations this time of year toward the end of the year, you know, so that we can.
Is this like a business that does this to you or?
When it comes to online scammers, we don't know who it is.
Oh, it's online. Okay.
Right. So they're putting charges. They're trying to sneak charges onto your. That's why it's so important to check your financial statements. And if anything is not, you don't recognize something, alert your financial institution right away so they can block it. And so they can also help other people from being taken advantage of as well.
So it's a little charge that is added, hoping you won't notice. And if nothing is done about it, then
keep coming. They might just keep it on there every month, and you may not even notice it or think, oh, that's just a small charge. And you know, 5 years later, hopefully not. But I mean, or you might see one big charge one time, and you've let it go on for so long, and all of a sudden you have a large charge. So it could be a charitable donation. It could be some kind of fee for something else. It could be labeled as something else.
Oh, okay.
So it is important to look at your bank statements, but make sure you do it on a protected. You know, make sure you're not on Wi-Fi hotspot or something like that.
Oh. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So that's a good point. If you're going to go to your bank and check your statements and all that, do it on your home Wi-Fi.
Correct.
Not at work or.
Not at Starbucks. Not at, you know.
Yeah.
Don't do it there because you can more easily be compromised.
You end up with a lifetime supply of lattes that you didn't order.
Well, I wouldn't mind that, but.
I see. Okay. What else is there to think about? You were telling me, I usually think of the summer for when people are moving.
Oh, yeah.
But you say there's moving around the holidays,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, most people move in May, right? That's National Moving Month. Yeah. But a lot of times people
kids
are moving.
Kids are at school, you know, yeah.
Right. But when January comes, a lot of people move during that time. New mm-hmm. job, new semester, you know. Some people start school in January, and so there are a lot of people who move there. So you need to watch out. If you are one of those people that are going to be moving during the holiday season, also you get a longer break. So some people wait until that time because they have more time to move.
Okay.
And so if you are, just make sure you check out your movers. In the state of Texas, they are required to have a license, and you do want that. You want to make sure they're insured and all of that because they're carrying your precious cargo, right? So you mm-hmm. want to make sure you are working with a moving company that you can trust. So you know, we always say go to BBB.org and check out the company's profile. Make sure they have a history of doing good business, and we will make sure that they're licensed. If they're a BBB accredited business, we check and make sure that their license is up to date. We do. I you can choose whether or not to do moving insurance. Mm-hmm. I would, because the insurance that comes with the moving company will not. For example, if you replace, if something happens, let's say you have a piano or something that's kind of heavy, it's only I forget how many cents per pound, not going to cover the cost to replace a new piano, right? So I would encourage that. And then we have...
For even minor damage, our last move, our dining table was chipped, you know.
Yep, and insurance will pay for... There's not enough to get that repaired or replaced for sure, so it's very small. So go ahead and pay for your own insurance when you're moving.
Okay.
There are moving companies. Again, that's why it's so important to check them out first, because some moving companies have been known to hold your items for ransom. So you've paid them, but if you really want your stuff, you got to give us more money. So,
ooh.
Yeah, it's not nice.
That
so,
one I had. Yeah.
Yeah, so make
sure. I like
sure
that you... understatement. That's not nice.
So be nice, people. But yeah, just make sure that you are working with a company who has a history of doing good business. check them out first.
Okay. Which is a way to say check it through you guys.
Yes. Just make sure you do your research. I mean, when you're, whether you, especially now, when times are tight, when you're, when money's tight, when your dollars matter more than, you know, more than ever, make sure you're doing your research before you spend, before you donate.
Okay. Back to the holidays. I noticed one suggestion in this info you got is use your credit card when you're making online purchases. Should you not use your bank card?
You know, you you have more protection on your credit cards, a longer window too, so where you can deny charges if some, if there's some false things on there. It's just a safer way to do it.
Is it really?
That's what we always recommend. And also, it's all, if you're gonna, it's a good idea too to use one card for everything if you can. That way, you don't have to check all these different cards.
Right.
You know. So if you're gonna do your holiday shopping, just do it on one card. That way, you can, you know, reconcile your receipts to everything. Just you just have to check one place rather than which card did I use, and you know. That's just safer to do it that way.
And I learned something from a credit card I have. I don't have a lot. I try to keep it to a minimum. But there's one credit card I have, and they sent me a notice that they were going to switch me back to paper bills because I wasn't responding to any of their email offers. You know? I know. I just get rid of them, you know.
That's strange.
It is strange. Yeah. And it's a big name, too. Actually, one of the biggest. And sure enough, I got a paper statement. I was very close to being late because the paper statement, you know, takes longer.
Oh, yeah.
And I called them up. I said, no, this is not cool.
Yeah. So you were interacting with them online, but because you weren't responding to their specials or their deals,
offers,
they wanted you to...
Yeah, communications and so forth. Well, I just looked for my bill.
As if a paper statement would help you to respond better to them?
Yeah.
Or is it a punishment?
I still get those, too. I get them from my daughter, which is another thing to think about. Kids, young people... Fresh out of school, even out of high school, they get offers.
They do. You know, you can go if it's a minor. You can just make sure that you're. You know, we go when we check our credit reports, or we should be checking our credit reports at least once a year. Check them for your kids as well. You know, and if you want, if they're not going to be buying anything, you can put a freeze on their account so that no new offers can be made without, you know, checking with. So it's not a bad idea to go ahead and do that. But
I know when my daughter finished college, the stuff started coming in.
Oh, yeah.
Visa, MasterCard, and everybody.
Yep, yeah. Easy Target, right?
Yeah.
So fresh meat.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I have credit. I can go buy things.
Yes, yes.
And they don't have our years and years of experience dealing with this kind of come on.
Yeah, so it is a good idea to really educate your kids on finance and how to do a budget and, you know, debt and what it means and how good debt and bad debt and all that stuff and how you build your credit and all of that. So it's a good thing to teach them. I don't know if they teach that in school. They didn't when I was in school.
No, I wish they had.
But it's a good thing for them to know.
We generally got it from our folks. Their kids today they can't write out a check.
Yep. Or you learn the hard way, right? I mean, unfortunately, that's what happens too. So, definitely when they're entering college, when they're graduating from college or high school, they're going to get flooded with offers. So you can put a freeze on their credit if they're still a minor or advise them to do so if they're not. But it does slow the process down if they do decide to buy a car or something like that. They'd have to go back and unfreeze it. So,
it's interesting because I have the opposite problem using my daughter for terrible number of examples here, but she's even cheaper than I am. So she pays cash for her gas and all of that and so forth. And I tell her, I know you don't want to be in debt, and that's a good thing.
Yes.
But you need to establish your credit.
Right.
Because that car you got when you graduated is going to wear out on you sooner or later.
Yeah, it's true. And and one thing that a lot of people do, we do it too, is we found a credit card that we like that gives us a reward that we like. Mm-hmm. And so we put everything on that one card and just pay it off. And so so we get the bonus of being able to, for us, it's travel mm-hmm. miles, but it could be something else, whatever your sure. interests are. And so, and it also gives us a better idea of how much we spend every month because it's all in one place, yeah. you know? So
that's a good point. That's a good point. Idea.
Another good practice that my husband and I do is at the beginning of every year, we take a day off. We take a look at what last year looked like. We divide everything up, like where we spent the most money and whatever. And we plan out our year, you know, what our vacation fund is going to be. And we do sit down and do that. It's a good bonding time, you know, mm-hmm. but it also keeps us on the same page as far as what we want our year to look like and our finances. And it holds both of us accountable as far as like our spending and all of that. And
that makes sense.
Yeah, it's a good thing to do.
Well, I need to get her a credit card. I got her a gas card. And I noticed she hadn't been using it. And I said, why aren't you using your gas card? And she said, that particular brand station is way the heck across town out of her way. Yeah. So
maybe get her a travel card, you know, and then just like, okay, now you can fly home to see me and it won't cost you anything.
Well, if I get her a MasterCard, you know, co-sign a MasterCard or whatever, mm-hmm. she can use that for gas. And bill comes to me, yeah. and as you say, yeah. gather points or whatever it is you
yeah.
want.
Yeah, yeah. Build her credit up a little bit so that when she wants to buy a car or home, then, yeah. Absolutely, because it's important.
And as you say, it's better for online shopping, too.
Yes.
Which is the way most people shop now anyway.
Yeah, and you can have alerts on there, too. So, like, if you say, I'm going to spend anytime anything more than $50 goes through, please send me an alert.
Oh,
so okay. That's a good thing to have as well.
Because your bank will do that.
Yes.
They'll give you mm-hmm. a call. Did you really mm-hmm. Charge this?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, the banks and the credit card companies have been much better about that lending because they want to prevent fraud as well. So set those, you know.
Because they can be on the hook for it.
Absolutely, yeah. And I mean, they have a department that will help cover some of those things, but they don't want to have to if they don't have to, right?
Right.
Yeah.
What else are you guys seeing? How are local companies doing? Local businesses yeah. in our area.
You know, we are
in terms of complaints and
in East Texas, we are very fortunate. We have a lot of wonderful companies here in East Texas. We actually get very, very few complaints
really?
About companies in East Texas, and so we're very fortunate to live in a community like this. We do get some, you know, mm-hmm. And most of them are resolved. A lot of times it's a miscommunication. And so we try to foster that communication between the customer and the business. And sometimes it's just a misunderstanding, mm-hmm. you know. Sometimes, you know, it's even a change in staff and maybe the information is going to the wrong person. And so the right person's not getting the message. Sometimes we very, very rarely see something egregious. Now, sometimes we do. I mean, we, you know, in order for somebody to become an accredited business, they have to pass all of our standards. Mm-hmm. So we do deny businesses accreditation. We do revoke accreditations if they don't maintain their licensing, if they don't respond to complaints when they get them. And so it is a good idea to look
to
for accredited. We do have to do that. Maybe a handful of times
a
year.
Not the right word. Yeah.
Yeah, maybe about a handful of times a year. But you'd be surprised at some. You know, we do background checks on all of our business mm-hmm. owners, and we tell them that. But occasionally, somebody will still apply, and we're like, "Okay, you have a felony, and it's related to something that you're doing in your business. I'm sorry, we can't. You know, we can't. Mm-hmm. You wouldn't be eligible. But most businesses who apply. They are eligible for accreditation, and they meet all those standards, and they agree to abide by the standards. And
well, and
great.
The economy has been up and down. Let's be honest. The tariffs and all of that. There's mm-hmm. a lot of unpredictability about the economy right now.
There is.
They may have had problems that may have affected their
correct
customer
service
and mm-hmm. so forth.
Yep, they might have downsized or something, and the communications. Yeah, absolutely. But one thing to consider too is that you know when times are tough, people research more, and so they are looking more. Right, they're going to weigh their options, and they want to make sure their money's going to the right places. So they are doing more research before they make a purchase.
And the place to do that research, as we wrap this up, is the Better Business Bureau.
Absolutely, just go to bbb.org.
.org.
O-R-G.
.org. Okay. Yep. BBB.org. And find out about a company, complain about a company, compliment a company, whatever.
Absolutely. All of those things.
Michelle Mills, thank you as always.
In Focus is a weekly public affairs program featuring members of the local community working to make East Texas a better place. In Focus is produced by KTBB and the Team Sports Radio. And we thank you for listening. Join us again next week.